Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Well, it was called the Snapple Round. Loser buys. In fact, I thought it was such a great concept that I approached the Snapple Corporation and asked them to sponsor our next racquetball tournament. I got a nice letter, and it was very corporate in nature, but it didn't help our efforts to get an extra grand or two to have a racquetball tournament at Calcourt's on Broadway in Eureka. Hard to realize, but suffice it to say, there were dozens of us who lived and breathed the game of hitting a blue ball against the wall at speeds that exceeded over 100 miles an hour. Racquetball is a great game and got its origins from a combination of indoor sports, including handball and squash, which I've played. Now, if you've ever played racquetball, oh my gosh, you were a racquetball player for life. I remember getting a phone call from Bill, not his real name, on a Monday morning asking me, "Is there anything going on?" Which meant it was time for me to make two more calls at a minimum to see who was available for a noon game on Court 1 or 2, infamously known as the glass courts. Now, you had to have a certain kind of game to play on the glass courts where everybody could see just what kind of game you had. That said, these were the days when a singles game was a footnote in our history and doubles was the game of the day. Bruises, blood, and camaraderie were the best part of playing a game that was full of strategy, skill, and occasionally brute strength, especially when it came to rolling it out on the front wall. For me personally, it was the one game I would excel at without worry from a jock at Eureka High knowing that I could whip his tail on the glass court of his choice. So along with remembering the Snapple Round, I cleaned out my locker at Calcourt's the other day in the advent of their closing their doors for good. That from getting a tip from a former member, Paul, not his real name, I ran around to the back door and was lucky to find Stephanie, not her real name, and she led me back to the lockers with her cell flashlight. Upon opening my locker, I found all my shower accessories, tournament t-shirts, tennis shoes, and a racket can with $4 in it in case I ever lost a Snapple Round. Also, I found the best racket I ever played with, my E-Force Bedlam 22-inch long string technology, 195 grams of carbon and graphite. So thanks to all my friends who made me what I am in the world of competitive sports. Thanks Bill, Steve, Mike, Gary, Billy, Dana, again all names made up. And a very big thanks to Agatha Nord and her partners for keeping the club open as long as they could. And P.S., I just wish I could have worked John Paul's name into this comment, as I know he would have been very proud if he'd ever seen me play this wonderful game. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.